I'm Nina Shaken with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm here with Chloe Anderson, the Public Awareness Coordinator for the Family Crisis Center here in Rexburg. Chloe, could you just tell us, what is the Family Crisis Center?
Yeah, so the Family Crisis Center, we're a center that serves survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. And we do that in kind of an array of ways. We have services that address the physical needs of our clients, like our thrift store and our food bank, and then also have advocacy and support groups and things like that that address more of the emotional needs of clients that come into us.
So the Family Crisis Center is a huge support to this community. How long has it been serving the people of Rexburg, and how did it start?
Yeah, so we kind of were founded in 1987. A local family had heard about a battered women's shelter in Idaho Falls, and they wanted to have one in Rexburg. So there was a few years where we had a women's shelter here, kind of a safe house. And then the board decided they wanted someone to run everything. And that's when Margie Harris, our executive director that just retired, she kind of took over that position and was the only staff member. She recruited some friends to kind of volunteer with her to go out and pick up women when they would call the crisis line and bring them to the shelter. And over time, she just learned how to write grants and secure more funding and add more employees. And at one point, we had 17 employees. And she just kind of built it to what it is today. And that's kind of the origin story of the Family Crisis Center.
Wow, that's amazing that, it just started with people who wanted to do something good and who saw a need in the community.
Yeah.
And so the director of the Family Crisis Center recently retired. Could you tell us more about her and her service and also who is following her?
Yeah, so Margie, like I mentioned, she served for 26 years here at the Family Crisis Center and just really dedicated her life and her everything to this work, just so passionate about it. And it's been a transition to see her retire and kind of move on to the next step of her life. But the work that she's done and building it from her as a single staff member and working with volunteers to now an agency that, you know, runs with 16 staff and has hundreds of volunteers that help us annually. It's just kind of her legacy that she's left is really incredible. And that, as she said last week, as her last week, she said that she's really proud and she's very confident that the Family Crisis Center will continue to thrive because it's not just built on her, you know, that she feels confident in the people that are running it now. And the work that will continue, even though she's not here full time. So, Megan Littlefield is her, successor, and she's been here since 1999. So kind of from the very beginning as well, she's been here a long time, and it was kind of a natural transition for her to step into that executive director position. So we're really excited that transition will be kind of seamless for us.
I can't imagine all the responsibilities that go into being an executive director of such an important and needed program and organization here. The work everybody does at the Family Crisis Center helps a lot of people. So I know that it's important, and I'm sure that it can be stressful at times for them.
Yes. Yeah, it definitely is. One of the biggest things being grant writing. I mean, that's a huge undertaking to know how to write grants and to know how to secure funding, and knowing that your writing and your applications are then the salaries and the wages for all of your staff. You know, that's a lot of pressure.
So. Yeah, I can imagine. And the Family Crisis Center offers many different services. You kind of mentioned some of them, but what are some of them? And could you go into a little bit of detail about how they work?
Yeah, of course. So we serve clients here in Madison County as well as Jefferson, Fremont, and Clark. So those four counties. Some of our services, we have a 24-hour crisis line. We have immediate response on scene with law enforcement through that as well. So when our office is closed, we still have kind of those advocacy services available. And then with that, one of our biggest things is our emotional advocacy and follow-up support, that our advocates in-house are able to refer to things like counseling, any other community information that they're seeking as they navigate their situation, whether it's domestic violence, sexual assault, or stalking. We also have legal and court advocacy, support groups, and then things that I do, like the community education, the public awareness. And then two of our biggest kind of services in-house are our food bank and our thrift store, which are incredible. Our food bank is open to Madison County residents, and we have about 200 families that are served a week. So we have weekly donations that come from local grocery stores and businesses, and it's about 5,000 pounds of food every single week that our community donates. And then our volunteers mainly run our thrift store and food bank with a couple of staff members. So we have about 200 different volunteers that come in a year, and they work over 10,000 volunteer hours annually. So to put that into perspective, that's like 4 or 5 full-time employees in volunteer hours. And that's a huge testament to our community. I feel like we see kind of the worst of things because of clients and their stories and their situations when it comes to domestic violence and sexual assault. But then we see so much love and support from our community in their volunteering, in their donations, in their desire to help. So we kind of see that dichotomy, which is really great. And then our thrift store, those funds go right back into our center. It's our main way of fundraising, I would say. So people can come in and shop, and they can volunteer their time, and then all of those funds go back into helping all of our clients.
And what is the name of that thrift store, and where is it located?
So it's called the Second Helpings Thrift Store, and it's just in the basement of our center. So you can come in either the front or the back, and it's right downstairs.
So you mentioned all these volunteers. How can the community get involved with the Family Crisis Center, whether it be, volunteering in those ways or donating or things like that? What's the best way for the community to get involved?
Yeah, there are several ways. We have a lot of groups that do food drives for us. So if it's unopened food that's within 3 years of the expiration date, we can take all of that. So we have a lot of groups do food drives. Just coming in and volunteering time, like I said, that helps kind of keep everything running, whether that's during our food bank hours or volunteering to help sort donations. And then coming to shop at our thrift store, I mean, that's a big way that people can support the work that we do, is just coming in and kind of seeing what we're about. And then one of our big things that we do is Christmas for our clients and their families. And we have so many community partners that donate during that time as well. So really, any time of the year, any way that people are comfortable, they can be involved in supporting the Family Crisis Center.
And what would you like members of the community to know about the Family Crisis Center?
I think my biggest thing, especially in my capacity as public awareness coordinator, is that, I want the community to know that domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking do happen in our community. And when they happen, we're here to help. And that if people know someone that they love, or they themselves are experiencing, any of those situations, that we have resources that can help them, that can help them get out or move through situations, and that, we see them and we honor where they're at, and that it's very brave to come in and to seek services. That's not an easy thing. So I think, I would hope that our community members would be kind of aware of what we do, but aware of the realities of our community and willing to help those that need it.
And for those who might need help or who have friends who who need help, what is the best way to contact the crisis center?
Yeah, so you can definitely just come to our center and walk in. We accept anyone that walks into our center, whether it's for the thrift store and food bank or if they're seeking more of the advocacy services. So you can just come straight to our center, or you can call and call at any time. So not just during our business hours, but because of that 24-hour crisis line, there will always be somebody that picks up and is able to refer whoever calls to the services that are appropriate.
And for our listeners, do you have that number and the location?
I do. So our address is 16 East Main Street here in Rexburg. And our phone number is 208-356-0065.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with me today. I've been grateful to be able to talk to you and learn more about your program. And I hope that those members of the community who need help are more able to reach out to you now.